some drink at home on the ground. Oh, God.
Grits.
Is that what
you say?
Grits.
Uh-huh. Grits. You see it? Okay. And what about that small grain that maybe people serve a lot with meat? You cook it just like you would cook grits, at least I think. And they grow a lot of it in China.
Rice.
That's what I want. And do you have a word for cheap whiskey?
For what?
Cheap whiskey.
Cheap whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Moonshine.
Okay. Any more? Okay, what about for homemade beer or whiskey?
Brew.
Okay.
I hear people talking about it.
Homebrew.
Homebrew. What is that? That's beer?
I guess. Might be whiskey too, you don't know though, do you? Okay. Let me see. On top of your pancakes, you might have what? What would you put on?
Butter.
And what else, maybe?
Syrup.
Okay. Or, and when you were growing up, did you say syrup?
Some glasses.
Okay.
Some glasses.
That's what I thought. And let me
My dad made his ribbon can.
Oh, he did. Molasses.
And a shoemake, molasses, the ribbon can. It was good.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know about shoemake molasses.
I got a horse.
You make it from shoemake?
We make a shoemake millet.
Uh-huh.
And a millet. Did you see millet? One of my seeds, one seed on it. And millet, it makes sorghum
syrup. I said, oh, yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, when you were little, did you call it molasses?
Yeah, we called it molasses. Sometimes we said syrup, we knew it was syrup. And I come from school, Mom, we had some biscuits done, cold biscuits. And she wouldn't be done cooking. Well, I'd enjoy that ribbon cane syrup and cold biscuits.
Mm-hmm. Well, what else might you put on biscuits made out of fruit? Or if you had really strained all the and just used the juice from the fruit, you would have what instead of preserves? That's what I want. And if you had real Reuben cane syrup, you might say that's instead of that's the real Reuben cane.
You say hard to find the real Reuben cane.
I know it. Well, another word you might use instead of real.
Pure.
Okay. Can you think of another one? It would mean real. That's the, what'd you say?
Genuine.
That's what I want. And let's say you weren't buying just a small sack of flour. You bought it a whole lot of it. You buy it not. Well, not as I don't mean the container, but I mean to show that you buy it in a large quantity.
Mm-hmm.
You're buying it in what? It's cheaper to buy things in.
Sure. No.
Well, that's what's holding it. Or you don't buy, say maybe lemons by the pound. You buy them by the amount of space they take up sometimes. Some things like that are either I'm hunting for something like book or bulk. Would you say that?
Book.
How would you use that?
Book.
What does that mean?
Book.
Would you use that word? You don't use it. You just heard it, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.